Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. Tonight, you're joining a community of poets, of writers, of lovers, of the spoken word and the written word, as we come together from around the world, around the country. Welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, home of the incredibly short cutoff of music, like slamming into a brick wall. Welcome. This is the February 8th, 2019 edition. I'm your host, Michael Amadei. I am here with my co-host, the man who keeps everything running, Mr. JT. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
It's been a snowy week here.
Yeah.
In Denver, Colorado. Had a snow day yesterday. And if you know Coloradans, you know that for it to be a snow day in the morning anyway, it's got to be pretty weird.
Yeah.
And it was. It was pretty slick the night before and all that. But in perfect snow day fashion, after about noon, it kind of just went away.
Yeah.
And that you could go out and do stuff, and it was like a
right.
day off.
Yeah.
And so it was really pleasant. But we're happy to be here tonight. We do want to make quickly, JT, do you want to say your wife's thing, or do you want me
sure.
to?
Sure. I'll try.
Just to explain why she
this.
Hasn't been here.
Yeah.
And, okay.
So Christine wants you all to know that she's... her stepfather's not doing so well.
Right.
He's in the hospital right now, but he'll probably be going over to hospice soon. And so she's taking a break. She wants to come back.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
That's fine. But she just wanted you all to know that's why she hasn't been on for the last couple of weeks.
And this is her stepfather in Michigan. As well.
Yes.
But it's so she's been kind of having to deal with things from a distance. But yeah, JT, I figured you were the right one to share that. And she just wanted everyone to know that, you know, she is thinking about you, but she just has her hands full. And there might be a time where we kind of have to somewhat abruptly say, hey, we're not going to be on the air this week, just out of respect for, you know, Christine, JT having to be somewhere. But, you know, we'll just let everyone know. We'll communicate very thoroughly as need be.
Definitely.
All right. So, JT.
Yes, sir.
What did you think? I mean, we're not a sports show. We're not going to get into that necessarily.
No.
What did you think about the Super Bowl? If you watched it, in fact.
I did.
You and I both did. First year in a long time I haven't watched it with you.
I know. And it was kind of a bummer that you weren't there, but I totally get it.
I was not feeling
it. Yeah. The game itself was not that entertaining. I was not enthralled with it. It was
a good
on.
Defensive game because it was incredibly boring offensively.
I don't even think it was good defense.
You don't think so?
No. Because even a good defense can produce numbers.
Fair enough.
And they weren't. Either side really was. It was just
It was a little Verdun-like. It just was,
yeah.
was World War I trench warfare.
Yeah. Just a grind all the way to the end, and then, you know, we all know. But
well, if you're going to grind in the Super Bowl against the Patriots generally can outlast a grind. That's one thing they're pretty good at.
Right.
Yeah. But speaking of a grind.
Yes.
So what did you think of that halftime show?
About the same. I was really not impressed. I started seeing him motioning to his ears or something about the sound.
Oh, maybe.
And then that was it. I was like, eh. Kept peeling off layers, and then I'm like, cool. And he peeled them all off and then put them back on, and then peeled them back off again.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I think it'd be interesting to start a show with clothes off and you start putting them on.
Ooh, there we go.
That's something that hasn't been done before.
There's not a wardrobe malfunction in that.
No. Yeah, Nipplegate. Isn't that a thing now? Is that what we're calling it?
I guess.
Officially?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, we're going to have our own Nipplegate here on the show. A little birdie told me. All right. All right. Anyway, so we're going to have some great poetry tonight. We're going to have some more clues for our POM, for our WPOM for the month. And we also will have an edition of Studio X. And I think just have a good time. We're going to have some all around just humor and whatever, hopefully. Yeah. Actually, every time I plan on being funny, it never works.
So.
It never, ever works. So I should just not plan on being funny.
No, don't be funny and you'll be fine.
I'm going to take that advice. All right. So let's get into the rules here before we go into the first call-in segment. Rule number one, no hate speech. We don't do it. Never have. Number two, please have the poetry skew PG-13. We want to make this a safe place for children, families to be able to listen as well. However, we're not in the business of censorship. So if you have a really good flow going in and it is art, then we might not jump in. However, if it gets a little too much, we do reserve the right to jump in and suggest that you read it during our once month After Dark segment, which is the first Friday of each month. Rule number three, when we come on the line, please be prepared, be ready to go, have your poem ready. Rule number four, please have that poem be no longer than 3 to 5 minutes, just out of respect for all the other callers. It gets a little late in the eastern side of the country especially. And rule number five, comments and suggestions are absolutely loved on the show. We enjoy hearing from you. We build the show out based on what you tell us. However, as I've said in the past few weeks, because I'm ADD AF, I will not remember what you're saying if it's said on the air. However, if you do send it to us in an email, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail, or in the contact form on our page, then we will get it and we'll discuss it when we get together and meet. And that's the best way to actually have it be heard.
Yes.
All right. Those are the rules. We're going to be looking for 5 unique callers to kick this thing off, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. Like the salmon of Capistrano, we are back. You know, like 80% of the stuff I say coming out of breaks is just to make JT laugh.
And it works, too.
Okay, good. That's all that matters, actually. All right, we're back here in the first segment. I'm looking at the call-in list here. I purposely don't really look at it until JT's got it down because I want to be able to see who we're going to be dealing with. This is a really strong segment. I'm excited about it. What do you say, JT? Should we just get into it?
Yeah. All right. I
don't have a submission here.
Okay.
So let's just go straight into it.
Cool deal.
Here we go. Let's go first to Michigan to visit with Dennis. Good evening,
hello,
Dennis.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Friday night, the family reunion.
I know.
On again.
Yes.
Again and again. It's like we never left.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
How are you?
Yay, Friday night.
No kidding. Is it warmer there now than it was last time?
It is warmer. Yes, it is.
All right.
You've got our snow, and we appreciate that.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
So what do you have for us?
I have a poem to share with you tonight. It's in a quatern form. I've been playing with some quaterns here recently, and I thought I'd share this one. I wrote this a little while ago, but it's a pirate poem. So I'm going to go with the pirates tonight. The title is Jean de Clisson, Lioness of Brittany. The Black Fleet mistress ruled the sea, with scarlet sails that Frenchmen dread. She vowed her vengeance they would see, 'cause they severed dear Ollie's head. She sold her homes and bought warships. The Black Fleet mistress ruled the sea. The pride of Frenchmen's she did strip, this lioness of Brittany. King Philip loathed her tyranny. She was a force he could not rein. The Black Fleet mistress ruled the sea, the English Channel down to Spain. For 13 years, the Frenchman's curse, she made her mark in history. Though she retired, her name saw verse. The Black Fleet mistress ruled the sea. End of poem.
Oh, I loved it, Dennis.
That was a good poem. I like that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the piece, and it's and a
it's
great
historical too.
Yeah,
I did research, and that came out of history.
Well, see, you know, it's funny, Dennis. I never really got why people were into the pirate thing until I went and saw it was a traveling museum exhibition of the Whydah, the ruins of the Whydah ship that was found, Sam Bellamy's ship. And
okay.
The moment I went and I actually read the historical context and I understood who they were, I understood what the point was, suddenly I was all in. It's like I actually identify with the real historical side of this way more than the other side. And I had a little kid tell me a joke this week that fits this. He said, why could the pirate not say the alphabet? Because he always got lost at sea. I thought that was perfect.
All right.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Thanks, Dennis. All right. Hey, I appreciate it, and thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for letting us share on this platform. You provide us a great service, and we appreciate it. So I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. We have to purposely not jinx each other.
Yes,
on
we
one.
Do. I've noticed that.
It's actually pretty funny. All right. So now we're going to head to a little place I like to call Connecticut. I've been working on the theme
All
song,
right.
but I'll play it later.
And
okay.
Now... Hello.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Well, I'm better.
Good.
I was sick all week. I had a virus. And it was a really bad cold virus. And I guess you guys heard it in me last week because I was really bad. And then I went to the doctor on Saturday and it was a virus. She couldn't give me anything for it. So I wound up taking Coricidin HPP, which is for people with high blood pressure, which I have. So I pretty much lived on that and made my own chicken soup in the Instant Pot this week. And that was an experience. Never did that before. So.
Are you feeling better? You feeling better?
I am feeling better.
Good.
You can hear I'm feeling better.
Yes.
Like last week, I didn't even hear the program, but I imagine I sounded much worse. But now I'm feeling better. Hopefully I won't have to cough or anything in between, but we'll see. And I'm going to read my poem for the garden. This was Stanley's prompts, and they were solitude and currents, and the picture prompt was photo of a a painting of a river alone. It was a photo of a painting called A River Alone, or it was a photo of a river that Stanley did. I couldn't figure it out. I'll have to ask him. Anyway, it's called Floating Through Life. Watch a leaf float down the river. It's not controlled by anything but the current pushing it in the direction of the flow, not caring for the desires of the leaf, though leaves have no desires except to grow and then are tossed away to disintegrate in the soil or the water. My life has felt a little like that at times, as if something or someone were moving me without my knowledge toward a destination unknown, and I have drifted in solitude as each new experience moves me ever closer to that far-off place. I ride the current as if I were surfboarding, ducking the waves as they form around me from the wake of the thing that is propelling me along this river of life, and never once taking my hands off the reins as I swerve and glide over the bumps. Life is driving the boat that is pulling me along, and many times, though I would like to yell, stop, this captain does not listen, but continues blissfully onward, no matter the barriers, and I, the rider, hang on as I careen joyfully on the obstacle-strewn waters surrounding me on my journey. End poem.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Loved it. Loved it. I'm glad you're back with us. I'm happy you're feeling better. I'm happy you survived making yourself chicken soup in the Instant Pot.
Yeah, I did. I did with my daughters, so it was a wonderful experience.
Good.
With them.
I mean,
you can put an entire chicken into the Instant Pot.
Not an entire chicken.
Yes. If you have the 6-quart, you can have an entire chicken.
JT.
And it's just like making chicken soup, only you don't have to stand there and skim. It's really it's revolutionized my idea of making chicken soup.
You know what? Barbara, you have just told us what to do with that jerk chicken that moved into Studio X.
Yeah.
We've been wondering what to do with it.
Do you have a jerk chicken that's living in Studio
Yes.
X?
Yeah, we've been actually well, he's a real jerk. He really has a problem. He's got the manners more of a goat than a chicken.
Dear.
But,
oh dear.
We all know about the manners goats have.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Barbara, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you during the return engagement.
Yes, definitely.
Beautiful.
Okay, Michael.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, you
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye. And that was Barbara taking the number 2 spot there from Connecticut.
It almost sounded like she was taking it away from somebody.
taking the number 2 spot and running for the hills. All right.
It's mine! Mine! Oh, sorry.
Mine alone! Okay. I don't know what. You know what? Okay, really quickly, before we go on to this next call,
yeah.
Do you know what some 8th grade kids told me they did all day during the snow day yesterday? They said, I binge-watched a TV show. I said, what was it? Saved by the Bell.
Whoa.
And I went, is there a new version of this I don't know about? Nope, it's the
same one.
And my response was, oh, no. My whole 8th grade class is full of nerds and not the good kind.
Yeah.
I can't believe. Really? How's that show still around?
Well, you can watch it on, like, a Netflix or...
No, that's got to be what it is. But
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Syndication, the new version.
Well, strange, it's over the internet. It's almost like people from all around the world can access it at once. Let's go now to Michigan to talk to George. Hello, George.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. We're doing well. It's warmed up a little bit today. I think it's probably a nice 10 degrees outside right now.
Oh, boy. Well, then JT ought to be happy.
I have been.
He's been really positive recently.
The colder the better. we get into a frigid day today. Not like our record-breaking stuff of a week or so ago, but this was we bounced up to 50s and we all got fooled by that smell of spring, and then it came crashing down another Arctic thing.
Oh,
and with wind, it bites through, really does. And that's why I'm coming out and live with one of you guys.
Just come on out. Anymore. Yeah, you'll still get some snow, but it's not going to be the same.
Yeah. Anyway, the one I wrote for tonight is a little bit of a downer, but here we go.
All right.
When you didn't need me, at first it was like sun through clear curtains, like peering out a rainy window to see your car. Big toothy grins, little gifts on the dresser, and the rapids of our unabridged passion. I called you my funny Valentine. We wrote lavish things in the cards. We compared our love to Daisy and Gatsby, sang songs together. My plebeian life began to require you, and yours required me. It was a can't-miss nut time, a can't-sleep love. How luminous our days, how great you were. The rains didn't touch your eyes, the cold didn't hurt. I kissed your tears, you hugged my worries. Your skin was my dawn, your laugh my ambition. And one day I saw the luster leave your passion. The diverted eyes, the glances at the clock. The lateness getting home, more nights out with your friends. The disheveled clothing, taking your calls in the bathroom. Losing my gravity, I attempted heroic attempts at being essential. I dreamed up quixotic ways to make you need me. Refusing to be vain and possessive, I fabricated attractiveness in me that wasn't there. Why you had to go, I didn't know, you didn't say. There were days when I couldn't look out windows. The curtains turned shaggy and yellowed. When a mirror was the enemy, the bed sheets cold and stiff. The dark skies of my life grew closer. My horizons faded. I spilled mustard on the Valentine's card, then threw it out. Yesterday, the girl in 4B knocked on my door and handed the card to me. Said she found it and thought there must be a good story behind it. Under her arm was a bottle of Cabernet. I asked her in. End of poem.
Really enjoyable.
Yeah, really nice.
And always invite someone in if they have some Cabernet. That's my rule.
Well, that's right. That's the way to get in your apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently. It's got to be a good Cabernet. None of this yellowtail crap, though.
I want something from the Loire Valley, man.
Don't you come walking in here with any Washington cab. It's got to be a big California cab. Or.
It'd be my luck. She'd bring in a bunch of what do they call it? Bag wine.
Box wine. Yeah. Frenzio.
You know what caught me? Maybe somebody caught me. I stole a line from the Beatles, and almost stole it word for word. It was said, "Why you had to go, I didn't know, you didn't say."
Oh yeah.
And I slightly changed it. I thought, I'm going to sneak that in there and see if anybody catches it from the song yesterday.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's a good one.
Plagiarism, a little plagiarism never hurt anybody.
Well, you know, so. Within reason.
That's right. All right, well, I'll get out of the way.
Thank you, sir.
Move out for the next person.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. And that was George calling from Michigan. That was one of the first songs I learned how to play and sing. That yesterday. Now, if I can remember it. All my troubles seem so far away. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't stay. Wouldn't say. Wouldn't stay.
Well, that too.
It's like a dog. He's changed the song talking about a dog.
Whoa.
She wouldn't stay.
Yeah, there we go.
See? Yeah.
Hmm.
I said, okay, never mind. Let's move on. Let's go now to Emily in the hinterlands of North Dakota. Hello, Emily.
Hi, everybody.
How are you this evening?
Flipping cold. Yeah. Let me just tell you that. Yes.
I would commiserate, ridiculous. Except I understand what North Dakota cold is, and it is not the same as Colorado cold. So,
no.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's stupid cold out.
How cold is it right now?
Yeah. Let me check my phone here. Okay. Negative 23.
What the f-
Wow.
Yeah, that's the temperature. That is the temperature is negative 23.
Now, our friends in the Midwest, Michigan, and all that, they can kind of commiserate with that as well. But, I mean, that's more common where you are, isn't it?
It feels like negative 33 outside right now.
Nice balmy.
Well, it's not common, but, I mean, we have parkas for a reason. Okay, so in winter in Fargo, this is a very quick little thing that we have. We have five different levels of winter gear. We have the late autumn jacket.
Okay.
We have the early winter jacket. We have the midwinter parka. We have the late winter coat. And then we have February. So that's basically where we are right now.
Okay. I understand. I got to be honest, you know, it hadn't snowed too much until about a month ago here this year, which was not boding well for the fire danger and things. And and then we've gotten it enough recently where I'm really looking forward to spring coming around. I'm really, really looking forward to it. But I can bet you are a lot more than I am.
Oh, okay. So I work for the local fire department and the calls have been ridiculous, pipes bursting, accidents. I have probably 3 feet of snow on my deck right now, and it's absolutely ridiculous. My poor kid, his car got stuck trying to get out of the parking lot today. So,
oh my goodness,
it's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I'm ready for spring, but then, you know, at the same time, the snow has to melt and go somewhere. And I don't know where that's going to be. So.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Just be happy you don't live in Grand Forks. All right.
Yeah.
I've been through there. I spent some time there. All right. So, so Emily, what do you have for us?
I have a list poem tonight.
All right.
Yes, I think it's kind of nostalgic but sad at the same time. So, so I'll just get going here.
All right.
How it used to be. Green, brave, naive, book smart, rose colored, beautiful, innocent, everyone's friend, jumping in the puddles, sloshing through the rain, rolling in the grass, climbing down the trees. Squinting at the sun, holding carefully the bugs, planting the lamb's ear, sniffing the tulips, chasing thunderclouds, snuggle on your lap, sunning on the porch, sneaking another cookie, coloring outside the lines, scooping up the snow, splashing in the sink, placing seashells on the dresser, sinking toes in the sand, spritzing mom's perfume, reading historical romance novels, rinsing at the tub, crosswords at the table, Christmas morning glee, birthday party guests, band concert solos, piano lessons, the bug zapper, tearless Sundays, all the cousins, grandpa's pool, crickets, grandma, myself, naive, brave, green. End poem.
I like that one very much.
Oh, nice.
And there's the nostalgic thing, but I don't know. I guess I'm kind of bathed in nostalgia myself, so this feels right at home for me.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just starting to get into this funk that was like, it used to be so green. I used to be everyone's friend. I used to go sloshing through the rain. And so I just kept listing all of these things. I'm like, I'm so sad. but I can smile now. So it's like, life used to be so silly.
simple.
You know, but was it really ever that simple? I think that's the thing. We go back and we think it was so simple. And maybe it was, but at that time, did we really know it was that simple?
Right. And that's what makes me so sad. It's like, I wish I could be dumb again and not know that the world is so terrible.
Hey, you know what?
I understand. But at the same time, it would be so nice to go back there. But
I'll tell you what, though, Emily, okay. you know what I think? I've been finding it, because I went through that period as well, where I went through the thing saying, I really wish I could truly believe in things again. And then I was seeing the terrible side of things. And then I kind of got to another place where I'm like, actually, it is really beautiful when you get past the thing that the world is terrible, although it's a very stubbornly, persistent illusion of it, like time is, right? It's one of those things where suddenly you can move past that, and now you can see that the world is beautiful beyond the illusion of it being terrible as well. And
right.
I think it's just a phrase, I'll leave it at this, a phrase I heard that I love is, one thing I do know to be true about the world is that there's nothing wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was a pretty fascinating thing to think about, especially when you're fighting something you don't agree with or like.
Yeah. I think something that I'm trying to teach my kids is, there's crap that happens, but look at all of the good stuff that happens, too.
Totally.
You know, it's like, if you don't know what bad is, then you can't appreciate the good, too. So it's, you got to kind of have both, even though there's some really bad, yucky out there.
Oh, yeah.
But
there's a
ton
of it. Yeah.
All right.
You're right. Hey. Emily, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for calling, and stay warm, and hopefully we'll hear from you during the return engagement.
I hope so.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Emily calling from North Dakota, land of the frozen testicle.
Yeah.
And, well, I was going to do something kind of clever with this and try to tie it into the slogan for the last state, but I just don't think Kentucky...
Probably not.
How about this?
Yeah.
We're going to go down to Kentucky. Kentucky. Testicles and Kentucky don't necessarily mix. Let's go to Philip in Kentucky now. Hello, Philip.
Hello, and whatever you do, please don't forget my extra egg roll and fortune cookie.
You are welcome. Yes, we'll make sure that happens.
Thank you. My night is made. I don't even have to read now.
Damn it. All right.
What is this, a poetry show?
You know, I've gotten in this weird habit, Philip, of, and it's funny, I don't know where it came from, but I've ended up saying like 4 or 5 times a day, it's just appropriate moments saying, what is this, amateur hour? What is this, amateur hour? And I think it just really works.
Yeah, Pete, well, you know, I just worry about your little guy students, you know. Bringing up their little hopes and dreams.
Tell the third graders they're a bunch of amateurs.
Yeah, right. What do you expect? I'm only 9. The outlaw child labor. Come on.
3-part harmonies right now. Let's go.
Right.
All right.
Yes. No, I know they are much better students for your counsel, sir, and your strictness, too. I do respect that about you. Those little guys need some strictness, you know?
That's
you know,
right.
A little boundaries, that helps.
To be honest.
I certainly need. Go ahead.
Well, the reality is I do, occasionally, I do threaten them, but what I threaten them with is shooting them out of a gigantic cannon into a vat of smelly cheese.
All right. That's pretty good. I like that.
For kids, that is a pretty serious threat. Although because of it, though, they know it is a complete farce.
Oh,
but they still take the point.
Yeah, but it makes them smile and it gives them attention.
Totally.
And, you know,
totally.
That's good. Yeah. No, actually, you know, a lot of times, the greatest of sincerity. When I hear you talk about your teaching, it reminds me in a very fond way of those days when I was in Montessori school. It was really nice. My teacher, he was great on the guitar, and we all had kazoos, and at the end of every day we sang. It was really wonderful. So anyhow,
awesome.
Enough of this nostalgia and memorabilia and so forth, and all these good feelings. Let's get on to some depressing poetry now. And I hopefully will not, you know, fail in this regard. And here we go with the title. Get your tissues ready. Exhumation of a breath. And here we go. A beg in earnest from the cosmos. Not sure what it meant. Written sometime before I abandoned the university, a chagrined undergraduate. Easier than absconding from intimacy before tenderness made everything weird. Expressed with naive sincerity on another page of verbal shards, my Gordian entangled penmanship revealed. Meet everyone as if disguised angels. Seems I've aged into an avuncular role who guides younger versions of myself. Disciplined I, cradled in present tense, meets a former unruly you. Neither professor nor proctor, I indulge this admonishing process, amending textual nuances, phrases mentored by an elective fatherhood discovered among absences. Need a works cited entry for whoever said, the more divine one becomes, so are they less human. Or was that a portent of fiction, coming alive then as delusions crept up an ambushed rationality with feverish manic fervor? A novice of depression you penned, sleep among the unfound. Sometimes it felt like suicide herself became a muse along the way, all-encompassing, intensely sensuous tease. So many grotesque lines begun early on, a means of shackling monstrosity with something unseen, ethereal as belief. My prolonged disfigurement preserved post-mortem, identity, a voice left in embalming fluids, turquoise and chartreuse. And there it is, fellers.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a good piece.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking about it,
well,
Philip.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did enjoy it, but it's I think one of the things I like about your work is that sometimes it's, I need to give it some time before I respond to it, if that makes sense.
That's,
you know, in a positive
thank
way.
You know that.
Yeah.
No, that really, that's so refreshing. That's very, you know, and it's very sweet, you know, and I've been going to this like live, like, you know, we meet face to face in the coffee shop and I'm with this group and they're a great group. I really adore them. They're, and, but I'm getting older, you know, and it's, you know, and sometimes it's like, you know, it's okay to not know what to say. You don't have to say anything. It's okay. You know, I'm trying to be, make an impact, you know, that's a good reaction. So
yeah,
but thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. You got
it.
No.
Blush. That's why I keep coming back to you guys, I tell you.
We give it the blushes. That's what we do. We
you
give it
the
blushes.
Blush. I appreciate it. Enough about me. On to the next poet, or on to the next segment, and I'm looking forward to hearing you sing tonight, Michael.
Hey, thank you, sir. I'm looking forward to it myself.
All right.
Hopefully it works.
All right. You guys be good. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. And that was Philip Collin from Kentucky. Land of Enchantment. Why does that...
You just love
that is. I gotta tell you, man. That's probably one of the better state slogans.
It really is.
That's a really good state slogan. Whoever came up with that,
New Mexico,
not the collective of Mexico. It wasn't like, hey, what should we do? And everybody just in one voice rose up, Land of Enchantment. Now that would even be more fascinating.
See,
though.
You never know. It might
you
have
never
happened.
Know. I've been to New Mexico. Some
like
of the
I said,
worst.
Your book could go into that little piece of going, it rose up in one voice.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah. Of course, we're talking about the book that does not exist as of yet, Michael Ameny's Alternative Atlas to the United States. I feel like it should happen, and it should happen soon. What do you think?
I think so.
Give me some crayons and a couple...
Oh, I'm telling you, I think that would actually fly off the shelf.
That will be soon followed. At the moment, I'm no longer a Catholic school teacher. What's thongwithyou.com will go available. Be my face on a range of undergarments, and it will be a variety of looks for instance, the Parisian, the thinker, the skeptic, the sommelier. So, I mean, we're looking into this as well. I think very few people have a vanity, self-branded underwear store online. That's something that,
yeah.
Trying to be an original, you know how it goes. All right, so.
Yes.
It is time for the second edition, JT, the second, of the clues for this month's Poet of the Month. In case you need to be reminded, for the first few weeks of each month, I read three clues as to the identity of a poet or poetess, which is a word I have a hard time using, even though it is proper, actually, now that I've looked it up. Yes, I actually do my research on occasion. But I read three clues each week, leading kind of a breadcrumb trail to the identity of the poet. And if you guess it, you send it to us through private message, through email to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or just to me privately. And if you get it, I will allow you to choose a song for me to sing the following month. Now, I will say two poets that you have, that you know, that are amongst you, have figured it out already. But I'm going to read another three. I wish I had this accent. I really do. I would get so much mileage out of it.
Yeah, you would.
My problem is, though, if I just allow myself free range to switch accents, every time someone's in a line or I'm trying to get, I switch into a German accent, and that doesn't fly at all.
No.
All right, so here we go. These are the three clues for this week. Number one, a broker inspired by Morel. Number two, attempted of an onkelicide leads to limping. Yeah, that's a rough word.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I'll spell it for you. AVUNCULICIDE. And here's the last one. Walked the streets of Paris during JT's least favorite period in history. That's a pretty solid clue right there.
That is a solid clue.
All right, and those were your three clues for this month's Poet of the Month. Oh, my God. Really? That was like, that was a slam dunk, man.
It was, too. I'm like, really? I missed it?
How did that happen? Okay.
Wow.
All right, so we are now getting ready to head back into the second segment. That means if you have not called in yet, you still can. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here with the second segment. Just in case you missed what I posted in the chat room, if you notice a little bit of diversity in the music, some stuff we haven't heard yet, JT, do you want to unveil what your theme is?
Yeah, I've been playing the Grammy nominees for Song of the Year.
Right.
So
some we can agree with. Some I agree with. Like the last one, for instance, you and I listened to that one already.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
That guy's a pretty solid guy, though, and his context, I think, is important. But
yes,
yeah, you know, I think it's good to shake some things up here a little bit occasionally.
Yeah,
I like that. All right, but we're gonna be heading. And speaking of shaking things up, man, you ready? We're gonna be going to a state called Missouri, but they don't call it that because they're miserable.
That's right.
Let's go to Sinister in Missouri. Hello, Sinister.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, man. Welcome back. Happy to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you got it, man.
I was able to sneak away after we got to call in.
I love it. I love that you're able to do it, man. Yeah. So what do you have for us?
I got an older piece for you. I've been just fiddling with what I should read, and this is what I've got up while you have me on. So we're going to read Evolutionary Tanglement.
All right.
I shall eternally bear the heathen's mark, shamefully so for all that I've broken. Rot and loathsome characters, my palate exposed, or orbitals cracked waterless. Not reflecting this tragic canopy, fiercely imposed, disavowed in shadows, your lighted towers break. Battling throat deep in such venomous relays, only asserting our violet stark caressing. Stone smashed, your porcelain chin cradled. You, though, repeatedly fill an empty hand. Soured more than bowels are known tolerant. Strange we survived as poison shoveled. Bridges aren't meant to suspend such heinous gaps. Question the distance brought on. Rapidly set apart. Not par for any choice of these games. So detrimental a position where none win. Time, not a friendly fragment, tourniquets these crippled chambers under volatile skies, languid as the Sahara, twisting kaleidoscope havens, dissipating into an unfavorable access of hell. Stunned, this endeavor in a galaxy of stalled gravity. We're supposed to scribe history upon such stars, sanguine sorrow, the wine of our divinity as we feast on lacerations of aged flesh, tired from this engagement, chasms of wrong through the brunt devastation in the pearls of the asshole eye, shy caveman chronology traces. You held beauty, now shattered stained glass in the cathedral with what once housed the passion we gained strength in. This fallout, terrifyingly obtuse and hideous, exemplifies the aggression of our understanding and our evolutionary entanglement. End peace.
And that is why they call him Sinister. Welcome back, man. I'm so happy you called back. We missed that work.
If I get a chance, I'll call in and return the game.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Glad to be back in the house. Enjoyed everybody.
We're happy to have you.
Thanks for having me again, man.
You got it. Anytime. Thank you. And that was Sinister calling from Missouri, kicking off the second segment here. This is such a great jump. Okay, here we go. From Sinister, Missouri. Now we're going to travel to Cynthia in Vancouver. Hello, Cynthia.
Hey, what a great show.
It's going well so far. I think it's you against up against Sinister is always such a funny but really refreshing change. You know, it's
that
like
was so nice to hear him back on the show.
Isn't it? I thought it was so cool. And I'm happy you're here as well. How's everything going?
Pretty good. We're not allowed to complain. It's cold here, but we're not allowed to complain, right? Because we have it better than everybody else.
Well,
right.
Is that the case?
That's pretty much it.
I think so. No one wants to hear us complain because it's not as bad here. But
yeah. It's not as bad here either. I got to be honest, compared to what everyone else has experienced over the last couple of weeks.
I was hoping we get a snow day because it started to snow, but it cleared up enough to go to work.
Oh, no. That's the worst. Yeah, we skipped a few days where a lot of people were taking snow days. And this last one, it was just really treacherous in the morning. And so I think it was a well-advised one, I think, to do.
Right. So this is kind of a nice juxtaposition because, yeah, Sinister throws it down hard. And I have something kind of soft for tonight. I have a short poem. I know Barbara's seen my Facebook page. I don't know if anybody else has, but my friend Julie Watson is my favorite artist, and she lives on Bowen Island. And she's basically painting my book, Rainforest and Russet. She's making paintings for all the poems. So the first one was a poem that I wrote last year about this time when it was snowing. So that's the first painting she's done. It's on my Facebook page. The poem is called Silent Gray. Snowed in with poetry, an open window on the night sky dances with trees, the movement of verse through my heartbeat. End poem.
Very, very beautiful. I have to say, when you said snowed in with poetry, I instantly thought of Edward Snowden, though. I don't know why, but it was beautiful imagery.
Thank you. Yeah, I love one of the things I love once I get home, like for our snow days, it's more like, how will I travel if everything stops? But once you're at home, you don't have to go out anywhere. It's just like such a peaceful thing to watch the snow. And for me, it's an excuse to get to write. I just unplug everything and start writing. So.
Well, that's lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. That's... So thank you for having me on the show. And looking forward to the rest of it.
We're looking forward to having you then as well. Thank you. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. Not to be confused with Vancouver, Columbia.
Or Vancouver, Washington.
Or Vancouver, Washington, yes.
Okay. I'm just...
It's really interesting when you think British Columbia is so far away from regular, the normal, well, not normal, but the country of Columbia.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a hop, skip, and a jump, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah. Hop over the Gulf and skip over the United States. Yes.
I do hear on good authority there are less massive drug cartels in British Columbia than this in Colombia. But I don't know for a fact because they can be pretty secretive.
As they should be if they were... I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to Alabama. Let's visit with Stan. Hello, Stan.
Less massive drug cartels in British Columbia.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah. You see? That's the value of socialized medicine right there.
Who do you think funds that stuff, Stan?
You show me a bigger drug dealer than Big Pharma in the U.S.
Yeah.
I guarantee Columbia can't hold a candle.
Well, yeah.
You know what? Fair enough. Fair enough. How are you, sir? How's it going?
I'm doing fine, man. How are you?
Doing really well. Really well. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah, JT, a lot of nice diversity going on there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I was trying to think of something, and a song popped into my head today, and then I got home. I started putting down the playlist, and I went a totally different direction, and then it just went, hey, you know what I haven't done yet? And I just did this one. So.
Don't worry. Next week will be all polka.
That's right. Just straight up. Just...
All polkas and no tourne.
Which just it the music is just one hard right turn after another. It just keeps going, and we just end up in a circle. Just
oh great, a musical NASCAR. Oh yeah, this is gonna be fun. Uh-huh.
He prefers a Grand Prix.
Right.
But...
And you go right. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So what do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to read the piece that I did from the garden.
All right.
And this is called River Bend. In life's flow, at our day dawning, in creeker spring, our beans spawning. Journeys begin to join the great river's flow. But at any point, Theron, an exact fare to Acheron, some journeys ending so soon in morning's glow. Round river bends and currents, through passing moments and events, under tows, rapids, and dams, we will endure. But with our souls a sturdy rudder, will wisdom navigate these waters, we can reach those safe harbors and shores. Many branches of the river be found. Sometimes one's life can run aground. Fight the current to prevail and find new way. As every event and moment pass, no clouds on horizons and shadow casts. The changes of light waning in our day. We may sometimes be joined by crew, or make way adrift in solitude, all search for the calm waters to exist, but be just the one or one of many. Mind your course, sandbars, and levee. not know what river bend merge with the river Styx. In peace.
JT, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
Stan.
Man, no kidding. As always, Stan, I feel like we say that all the time, but it's the truth. Solid performance, solid read, solid solid piece. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, it was my pleasure, and thank you.
You got
this,
it.
This is a wonderful format, and man, it is so great to have the volcanic voice back.
I know, isn't that cool? I was really happy to see him in the lineup.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Well, y'all, like I usually say, on to the next.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And that was Stan calling from Alabama. Now, JT.
Yes, sir.
The stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas. There you go. See, and it works.
Yeah, it does.
You know, the first time I went to Texas, I tried that. I expected. And it worked. They actually did it.
It does.
It was incredible. So I love it. It's so good. All right, let's go now to Eric the Franz in Texas. How's it going, sir?
Going good, sir. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. Hopefully you're not freezing like everybody else has been.
No, actually, I'm not freezing like everybody else.
Good. Good for you.
It's been cold, but it's not polar vortex is what the news is calling it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not 30 below. It's probably like 45, maybe 50.
What the?
Lowest too. So. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all right. Never mind then. Never mind. Screw this whole conversation.
That's right. Hey, I live in the South for a reason, man.
Yeah, you do. That's right. That's fair enough. Fair enough, like, man.
Yeah, that's right.
So, so what do you have for us?
Well, sorry I missed the show last week. My phone was off.
No problem.
But, I got a new piece. It's untitled, and it's not even done yet, so it's still rough. But it's kind of like the beginning of time, I guess. You could call it that, but I don't know exactly what I'm calling it yet.
So, okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Universes and galaxies form from sky supernatural magicians and or scientists experimentation with mixing photons, electrons, neutrons, matters, antimatters, white matters, dark matters, positive and negative energies in which force them to contract and constrict until they exploded and created round rocks circling gaseous balls with pulling force, which orders their alignment. Eventually, Sky's supernatural magician and or scientist created clay creature figurines in its own image, breathing its essence into one. Oh, hang on. Oh, into each one in order to animate them, giving certain ones higher and more potent essences than all the others, informing them that higher ones were smarter, better, and its chosen offspring. It made them live in a paradisical garden. That's what I got so far. It's still rough. So.
I enjoy it, man. I think there's a lot of promise there.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm going through a transition right now. I'm always going through transition. but anyways, I'm going through a transition and lots of things, but I have decided to write for myself as I always have. But I have decided to try to find a middle ground and write somewhat for the reader too.
That's
and
cool.
In doing so, I'm going to write my offensive poetry and everything that people don't like to myself and share it with a few people that do like it and understand it.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually going to publish it for myself too. But then I'm going to write, I don't know exactly what yet. I'm working on that. I don't know.
That's awesome, so, man. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing it when you've got it in a place where you feel like you can have it seen.
Yeah, thanks so much. And unfortunately, I'm not on Facebook, and I got off Twitter too, so can't be on Facebook. But yeah, I'll let you guys know. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the platform. I'll try to be here as much as I can. I've been extremely busy with work, and we travel about 4 hours a day too. So
man, that's a lot. Well, hey, we got you. Anytime you want to come on, man, you're more than welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. All right,
bye. And that was Eric Collin from Texas. Some cool stuff. Good to hear his voice again. All right. Now we're going to head to the land of surprisingly amazing food, apparently. Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio for Mama Ola Deji.
Good to hear his voice again.
Hello, Mama.
Hello.
How are you?
Just a little bit in the zone. You know, this is the celebration of my daughter's transition, Kai Wingo. And today, I'm just feeling like sharing a little bit of her with you all today, if that would be okay.
Of course.
That's fine, yes.
Thank you. I'm going to start off by saying I did not know that Kai was what they call an indigo child. And I'm going to read a little bit about the indigo child, the characteristics of an indigo child, and that you might have one. They're strong-willed, headstrong, creative, with an artistic flair for music, jewelry, poetry, and they're prone to addictions. And also, as if they're like 13 going on 43, they're intuitive, psychic, possibly with a history of seeing angels or deceased people. Okay, that's just some of their characteristics, but Kai, she kind of fit into most of those. And she was the first person to start and raise mushrooms in my city of Cleveland. And she was also chosen as most interesting person in the magazine. She also spoke with, it wasn't TED Talk, but it was another group that had her speaking. And I put that video in the event page so you all can see it and see Kai and see her speaking about her mushrooms. And it's a page called More About Kai. And these indigo children, we have drugged them, we have punished them, we have denied them, but they still will not conform to our views of what a model child should be. Many indigo children can see their future and know that what we're trying to teach them is useless and irrelevant. Indigo child has an enormous amount of tenacity and willpower. And I remember when she was little, just a little girl, while we were walking down the street in the backwoods of Georgia, because I had moved there because I wanted to be, you know, like kind of like in a different environment than Cleveland where it was warm and everything. And it had just rained, and we got dressed to go to Sunday school. Me and my children, we were all dressed up in our Sunday best. And a Mack truck came past and deliberately moved towards the curb and splashed us with curb water. So the next time we went out, there was a truck coming, and my baby girl, she was about 4 years old, maybe three, I'm not even sure, she snatched away from me and ran in front of that Mack truck and put her hand up and said, stop. And then she looked at me and she said, come across, mother. And when you looked up at the driver, he was just there with his head on the steering wheel. He just couldn't believe it. So this is just some of the things that how she was when she was born and how she carried herself. She was just very determined. So the name of my piece is called I Bore a Poem. In my womb, God wrote a poem. My own birthday was in 4 days. I used to thank God for my gift. I never loved anyone so much as this. But as she grew and as she lived, I found she was more than a birthday gift. Kai was more than just another child born. She was here to enlighten, uplift, and teach. She did her job and then she left. I was torn, heartbroken, and bereft. Then one day I realized that in my womb, God had chosen a special place to plant this seed. She more than a rare gift bee, even more than a prophetess, still more than a conqueror indeed. March 21st is the day Kai was born. It was on this day I delivered a poem. It was on this day I delivered a poem. And then one of the comments is, Vicky Aqua, I have never heard such a tragedy and loss told us with such gentleness and grace. My heart dropped a bit. I can't imagine your pain. You are a beautiful soul with such strength and faith. Yes, your Kai is a poem. She was a gift. She still is. And God bless. And it's just many, many comments like that. And I didn't even remember that that day was her day, but I started getting all these comments and pictures and things on my Facebook page. I said, wow, this is the day Kai was, you know, transitioned. And so if you look on my page, and then I also left some video on the Friends of W World Poetry Open Mic page, so you can go and see her. And I want to thank you all for letting me share so I can just remember my daughter today. And thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mama.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
That was beautiful. And remembering is such a powerful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's like she was just really special. I mean, I just didn't know what was wrong with her. You know, she was just like always doing exactly what she wanted to do. And so I called my aunt, which was, I told you the story before, my aunt was a astrologist. That had a special spot on the news. And so I said, well, Kai ran in front of this truck today, and I just don't know what type of child this is. And then my aunt, she said, well, he stopped, didn't he?
You know, that's a funny thing, isn't it? You know, and it's, you know, it's funny enough, too. My mother was really convinced that that myself and my brothers were part of that as well. And
I kind of figured that.
But it's a, yeah. It's you know, hearing the story of your daughter. Yeah, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And just from you all's good nature, I'm telling you, like, you know, we all love you all. We love both of you all, and you just have this different nature, you know, just different from everybody else. You know, you don't feel like, you know, you have a mean bone in your body. You don't feel like you have a racist bone in your body. You just feel like there's somebody that's just very special, loving. And I love how you and Michael get along, JT and Michael. I love how you all get along. I mean, it's a lot of things that I see. Kai just had friends that just loved her. I mean, the next day, her page for her funeral was just filled with money. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, they're just different from other people. So,
yeah.
You know, people, yeah, just different. So, yeah, I know from your behavior now that you probably were indigo, both of you.
Yeah, I'd buy JT for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. JT's psychic. Okay, I'll tell you about that another time. He doesn't say he is, but okay. JT's psychic.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you,
and
Mama.
You
we
later.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. I love you.
All right. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, rounding out the second segment. All right, JT. What do you think? Should we go to that place known as Studio X?
Yeah.
All right, should we do it? Here we
ready?
Go. Mm-hmm. Clench. All right.
Ooh.
Where's that chicken?
I don't know. Did I bump the button?
You might have bumped the button. Why? Is it louder?
No.
Woo. That's all right.
You like that?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just fine with me.
All right.
All right, everyone. So here we are. As I'm playing this, I'm trying to figure out what song we're going to do.
Now, wait a minute.
No, I've actually got it figured out. I'm just playing around. But there's a few songs I have here. And I think I know which one I should do here.
Stand in line. There's another world we're living in tonight, and there's another heart that's fading in the light. Don't want your picture on my cell phone. I want you here with me. Don't want your memory in my head, no. I want you here with me. Spent the summer just laying out in the sun. Time seems to move so slowly when you're taking it as it comes. Maybe we were just too young. Your body was tan and your hair was long. Show me a smile and my cares were gone. Falling in love to my sober fright. You said, come on, baby, it'll be alright. I must have been a fool to the bitter end. Hold on to hope and have you back again. Bargaining, I'd fight. But there's another world we're living in tonight. Don't want your picture on my cell phone. I want you here with me. Don't want your memory in my head, no. I want you here with me. Well, I saw you in a restaurant the other day. Instead of walking towards you, a runaway. I keep on waiting for you. You come around and say, don't want your picture on my cell phone. I want you here with me. Don't want your memory in my head, no. I want you here with me. Don't want your picture on my cell phone. I want you here with me. Don't want your memory in my head, no. I want you here with me.
All right. Thank you, sir.
The people in the chat room want to know where that's from.
That is called Here With Me. It's actually written by The Killers. It's a great song. And there's a really odd video to that, if you look it up on YouTube, directed by Tim Burton with Winona Ryder and a few other people, and it's pretty cool. All right, so this next song is a song from a band that's a bit more well-known where Cynthia comes from than here in the U.S., but I actually saw this band open for another group called... called Dream Theater, and I'm just going to do a shorter version of it. It's called Blown Wide Open. It's from a band named Big Wreck.
All surrounded by the things I thought I put away. All surrounded by the things I thought I put away. And there's a pile in the closet, that's where I threw some yesterday. Maybe under the rug, that's where I swept some the other day. So the mess is drawing forces outside, I hear them say, come out with your hands up so I can blow you away. And I walk out the door, get blown wide open by the things I put away. And I wasn't even warned, just blown wide open. Now the mess is where I lay. All surrounded by the things I thought I'd put away. All surrounded by the things I thought I'd put away. And if I'm a slob, I never looked at it that way. Irresponsible, well, you're not the first to say. But I told her I'm sorry, I never wanted it this way. Yes, I still need her. And I walk out the door, get blown wide open by the things I put away. And I'm out on the porch, just blown wide open. Now the mess is where I I thought I put away. All surrounded by the things I thought I put away.
And that was Blown Wide Open by Big Wreck.
Great piece.
It's a great piece, isn't it? Yeah. Cool band. They opened for Dream Theater. Everybody hated them. I mean, no one was applauding, nobody. And then I think I'm like 17 years old. I'm going, these guys are amazing. And they blew up, mostly in Canada. They're great. I think the singer has a group now called Thornley. His name's Ian Thornley. He's great. What do you think? Do we have time for one more? What does everybody in the chat room think? I don't want to overstay this. Let me know what you think here real quick, and I'll make sure I have something.
Well, they're giving you the applause.
Okay. Well, that's very nice of them.
So, yeah, I think we can do one more. They're saying...
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do one that I actually kind of concocted and put together for the kids in my school. It's a combination of a couple songs. It's a medley. It's not too long. Here we go. What's that buzzing, man? Oh, I know what it is. You have some rewiring done in this thing. There was a sacred chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major left. The baffled king composing, alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Is I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. It's time for us now to return from Studio X and go to the return engagements. That means anybody who wants to call in again, anybody who's still been waiting to call, You can all do it now. We're not just doing five colors. We're going until we're full here. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
You know, I'm going to be having dinner with Draven tomorrow evening.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it's been planned for a little while. I haven't seen him since we've been, you know, we've been crossing, like, we've always been in going the opposite direction. So, like, he was in L.A., or he was in Anaheim, and I was in Colorado Springs, and then he went to Colorado Springs, and I'm here. So we're catching each other tomorrow. I think he's actually getting dropped off coming back from Colorado Springs.
Good.
And I'm going to take him the rest of the way.
Cool.
And it's going to be good to catch up with him. And we got a bunch of great stuff that's going on. But you know me, JT, I am working all of the time, literally all of the time. And it's not an exaggeration. I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh. All right, it's 5 a.m. I got to send this off before 6:50 a.m. And I'm serious. Like, I actually do that. Then I get up. I'm like, all right, it's 6:50 a.m. I have to leave in 10 minutes. I have to go do this. And then I finish that. All right, I have an hour to go eat really quickly and grab this thing. And then I'm going to be working until 10. It's just the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. But I have to tell you, it is absolutely filled with joy all of the time. And so,
having fun at it.
That's why I can do it. If I hated it, if it was a drudge, there's no way I wouldn't do it.
Right.
But because I'm enjoying working with the people I work with, because I'm enjoying the creative process, because I'm enjoying all of that, I can do it. And you guys are a big piece of that. All the listeners are a big piece of that too. Thank you for giving us a reason to show up here on Friday nights as well. And honestly, that's why we come, is for you guys. And we appreciate you all being here so much. That being said, we have got a great return engagement lined up here, including a gentleman named Mike that I met last night in Music Around in Littleton, Colorado, because I randomly was the weirdo who started talking to another guy in the keyboard section, and he was kind enough to actually talk to me. And when he mentioned he wrote more lyrics, and I was like, oh, poetry, huh? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, Do I say anything? Because I'm just going to sound like a total weirdo. Yeah, I do poetry too. But turns out I kind of do. I'm really happy he called because he's been wanting to get into the scene here. Although I will say this, Dennis, George, you just moved here from Michigan. What is it with Michigan and poets? I love it. Don't change it. I'm just kind of blown away here.
It's all in the hands.
It's all in the hands. Michigan, talk to the hand. That should be the state slogan.
There's your state slogan. Hey, Eric, don't worry. We'll take you live if you dropped off. So
yeah,
anybody,
Eric,
who's dropped off, don't worry. We can always just ask for you to call in.
Yeah, no worries at all. No worries at all. All right, but we're going to head now to our first caller in the return engagement. Let's head to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
Hello, Mama. Welcome back.
Hello. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I got everything set up. And I didn't get to hear Michael's song, but I'm going to hear it on the replay because I was looking for something special to do for you all. And I know you all like music, so Michael and JT and the new Michael that you found at the bar. No.
It's a music store, not a bar, Mama. I promise you, it's not a bar. I'm not talking to random guys at bars.
Well, you know.
Well, actually, let's be honest. I talk to everybody, JT. You do know this. Yeah,
yes,
I talk to everybody.
Okay, well, that sounds a little better. But still, I'm glad you found somebody that you could bring on the show. But some friends of mine named Hugh people of Hugh, and they do not use music. They sing a cappella.
Okay.
And the night that we were in the meditation room at the hospital, it was a snowstorm when Kai was making her transition. So I had put together a different spiritual songs, and I told them this is how I wanted them to sing them. I directed it, and I also did my spoken word behind it. So this is me and my friends called Hugh People. And I'm going to play the track.
before I can go right into it? Hello?
Okay.
I know why we sang those songs. I have a spiritual connection to those songs we sang. We sang out messages to the universe and to each other of how tired we were. Maybe this God would save us if we told him our troubles. I'm going to tell Jesus all of my troubles.
I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for me.
We sang those songs to relieve our weary souls, to release stress. We kept a beat to our chomping while standing sun up till sun down to get rest and find comfort in our song. There's no shoes on my feet. There's no shoes on my feet, and I can't read and I can't write. But when I get to heaven, I'm going to put on my shoes. But all God's children got shoes.
I got shoes. You got shoes. All God's children got shoes. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna put on my shoes. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven. Everybody's talking about heaven ain't going back heaven.
I can't read and I can't write, but all God's children got shoes. One day goes into the other. There's no rest for the weary, and I cannot tell the time. But I know the hour is late. It's black again, but I know he watches me because his eye is on the sparrow, and I wonder if he watches Master rape me. I said his eye is on the sparrow, so I know he watches me.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
I wonder if God is real to him, because he's so real to me. He's so real because he is in the saving business and he saves wretches like me. He's so real to me.
Real,
keep on the
thrill to me. Oh, yeah. He gave me the victory.
I say yes. I say yes. I will be blessed. I say yes, Lord. I forgive them as I turn my other cheek, and I will understand it better by and by. Oh, yes, we will understand it better.
By and by, oh, when the morning comes, when the things of God and the world will tell us slowly how we overcome, or we'll understand it better by and by.
When I get to heaven on that other shore, I will understand it better by and by. But until then, oh, Lord, I just want to fly away. I want to fly away. Oh, glory. When the morning comes, I'll fly away.
So glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away.
To
one day soon, I would get on board that train. I said, I got my ticket and I want to get on board. So back up train and let me on. I said, I got my ticket. Back up train and let me ride. I said, I got my ticket and I want to go home. I said, This train, when I rise from my dark corner, without sleep is dark. I leave the fields in the dark. I start again in the dark, never resting, never ending. I look at the sky to tell the time. It's a brand new day, same day again. I cannot read, so you give me your good news of your secondhand savior. You say he will save me, but he never comes. My days are like one. Never mind the setting sun. If you're there, savior, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by, O gentle Savior.
Help me by, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry.
My work is never done. I will be happy one day, and I shall fly away. Oh, when the morning comes, one glad morning, when this long day has ended, I shall fly away. But if death be my only path, I shall take flight. One glad morning, hallelujah, by and by, I will be God.
Thank you.
One glad morning, when this life is over, I will be.
Thank you for listening.
Oh.
Thank you, Mama.
Oh, wow. Mama, you had us singing along over here.
I know. Oh. I know. I couldn't help it, too. They looked at me like, why are you singing with us? You're supposed to be doing the poem.
Oh, I can't help it.
Yeah, how do you not? How do you not sing along with that? Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah,
just... and they are just fantastic. I would like everybody to go to their page and let them know you heard them.
Who are they? What's their name again?
Heal People. They're on Facebook. They travel all over the world singing a cappella.
I am pulling them up right now.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All right, I love you all. Thank you so much. I know I took a long time, but I really want to share that with you musicians and you poets that I know love me. And thank you for being patient.
Oh, we got you, Mama. We love you. Thank you. And that was Mama Oladeji calling and knocking it out of the park here on the first slot here in the return engagement. No pressure, anybody. Man, well, I know what it feels like to get my ass kicked after Studio X. Let's go now. Let's go now to Cynthia in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, that was so beautiful, Mama's piece and your music, Michael, before that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
very
much.
It really went together nicely.
Yeah, it did.
That's really cool. No, I was just I could just sit there and zone out listening to Mama's whole presentation there, but thank you. I'm glad it mixed well.
She gave us a really nice energy for this segment.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel it.
So I'm going to read another one of my poems from Rainforest and Russet that my friend Jilly just did a painting for. She's done two paintings so far. This one's for Dreaming with Tulips. From a bulb inside Earth's womb, roots penetrate the soil. Luminous through snow, incandescent colors overflow the boundaries of time. Aspiring to be sunflowers in September wind, tulips vibrantly answer the call. Stems grow beyond the edges of ocean-washed glass from the shore, along vases. Curve like rivers, forge in new directions, and define for themselves who they are. Unafraid of transition, tulips allow the flow of life to turn their insides into buttercup yellow elixir, falling on fairies like a gentle halo, Ophelia spirit risen. So I want to dedicate that to the memory of Kai and Pom.
Very nice. Cynthia, that was lovely.
And thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
Really. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. Mm. All right. Now we're heading to Connecticut, the logical next step, to visit with Barbara. I don't know. Would that be a good tagline for the state?
That might be.
Connecticut, the logical next step? Okay. Hello, Barbara. Welcome back.
Hi. Hi.
Hello. Hello. Welcome back.
I am back. I just have no words to describe how I feel about Mama's performance.
Yeah. I can agree.
Absolutely breathtaking is all I can say. And even before her performance, I had decided to do this one anyway because I was treated to a new anthology called The Spark of Hope, which is now out by Writing, what's it called? Oh, this new group. It's called Writing with Spirit. I think that's what it's called. And it's, anyway, they are part of a group of people who put together this anthology. And it's about hope for people who are suicidal. And so this poem came to my mind, and then I asked people in the chat room what I should read, and so it's this one that they wanted to hear. So this is the very last poem of my book. And it kind of shows where I was at the end of all of this suffering that you read in this book, because there are some very sad poems in here. But this one is kind of, I hope, uplifting. And it's called Where is Hope? And I'm just almost there. And it's a villanelle, so a little different for me, but. Where is hope? Excuse me, there is hope. I'm sorry. I said where is hope. It's there is hope. Let me just get this a little larger so I can see it. Where is it? Okay. There is hope. Now is not the time to weep and moan. You have to shoulder the burden, and you should know you are not alone. Sadness should not be your tone as you go through your days uncertain. Now is not the time to weep and moan. Don't let me hear you start to groan. Everyone has it tough in life. It is a given, and you should know you are not alone. You may have sins for which you atone, and you have made your life a prison. Now is not the time to weep and moan. Try to be carefree and still as a stone, for in that stillness will be your heaven, and you should know you are not alone. I will soon be a crone, but I still have words to be written. Now is not the time to weep and moan, and you should know you are not alone. End poem.
well done. Very, very well done.
Thank you. That's, you know, that's, that was something that I just played around with. And, you know, somebody said, oh, write a villanelle. And I said, okay. So
yeah,
I did. And it came out like that. And because it came out like that, it became the last poem of my book, which, you know, the whole thing is having hope. And I think the more you think that your life is over, you have to go back to the little things in your life, in the joy of your life, and think back to what gives you joy. It's kind of like the Marie Kondo method. You know that method, Marie Kondo?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that has a Navy SEAL picture in it, right?
I don't know if she's.
No, it's no, I do. It's that was just a joke because Netflix apparently had a glitch where it was promoting the Marie Kondo show, but it had a picture of a Navy SEAL running into a building with a gun. And people were thinking,
really?
Oh, she's really stepping it up now. Okay, no. That's
yeah, no. It's everything. You get rid of everything that doesn't spark joy in your life. And I just want to tell you, this program sparks joy in my life.
I love that.
Get rid of it. So.
Well, that's lovely. And you know what? This it does for us as well. Although I have to curtail that because if I follow the Kondo method, I would never be wearing pants. So
that's right.
And jail does not spark joy.
No, seriously, it's a great method, but you just have to be prepared to do your whole place. We haven't quite done ours yet. Anyway, we've done some of it, and it's really, really, like, it helps you to feel focused. And anyway, I'm not going to go through that now, but just, Mama, just your choir that you played for us was just breathtaking. And Cynthia, what can I say about your poetry? It's amazing. And all of your poetry tonight has just been so fantastic. And Michael, you definitely have to get yourself on stage and come touring so that I can come and say I know you. Okay.
All right. That, you know, that sounds like a deal. I think I can be doing some touring and some more performing. I've been put off. Come to New York.
I'll bring my friend.
All right.
We'll come and see you. Okay?
Sounds good.
So
we'll do it.
Have a good week, and hopefully everyone will stay well. I'll get better, and that's it.
All right.
To the show. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I just found Hue People, H-U-E People Vocal Ensemble on Facebook. I just found them. I just followed them. Anybody else who's interested in doing so, they were a remarkable, remarkable group, and I would definitely recommend doing that myself. Mm-hmm. All right, now let's go to Stan in Alabama. Stan, welcome back, sir.
Hello, sir. Wow.
Man.
The ladies threw down.
Yeah, they did.
And here comes me.
You're representing all of us, Stan. Don't screw this up.
Too late. Because
right.
I remember what the poetic form of the month is.
All right.
And I've done one on your show before, and it was not uplifting.
Yeah.
It was safe sex.
Yep.
More of an after dark venue.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
So I brought another one, and this was off some of Nyla Alicia's prompts, which were three song titles. One of them was "I'm Going Crazy." One was "Spitting Out Demons." And one I really enjoyed, the song itself, "Stray Cat Blues." And I put a ranting limerick together from that.
All right.
Yes, I know. I'm so wrong, but I'm so good at it. Here we go. I'm going crazy. Self-control commits treason. Raging words rant, spitting out demons. Feeling abused, abandoned refuse. While singing the Stray Cat Blues. Still rhyming, not knowing the fucking reason. End peace.
All right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, Stan. Yes. That's the answer. Yes. All right. What is there to say? Hey, thank you very much, sir.
On to the next one.
Yes, yes. All right. Hey, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Gentlemen, thank you. This has been an amazing evening.
It really has. And you've contributed to it a lot to it, too. So thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Stan calling from Alabama, dropping in, representing the male quotient.
And giving us the poetic form of a limerick.
Month. Yeah, yeah. Yes. You know, I was so tempted to start, you know, I just love the idea of starting things with, there once was a man from Nantucket, and not going the direction everyone thinks I'm going to go. Because there's so many ways to get out of that poetically.
Yeah.
And with the rhyming, you know, there's so many easy ways. And once you do it, it's like once you don't go to the dirty limerick that people expect, then they actually enjoy it a lot. It's really funny. Like the little reversal kind of catches them, actually. All right, let's go now to Dennis back in Michigan. Oh, no. So we're going to run into this now. All right, so Dennis, if you can hear us, we can't hear you. Please call us back. That also means if you are listening, Emily in North Dakota, you're probably going to have the same problem. And Mike, who's also on hold, if you're listening, you're probably going to have the same problems. You might need to just call us back. So if you want to hang up now, you can. Unless you called us in during Skype, it should be an issue. Here we go. Here's Dennis taking it live. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're jumping right on that.
Us guys have our work cut out for us tonight. The women are really throwing it down.
Oh yeah, it's a thing, huh? Man, we've got to try to show up.
What a great show this evening.
It has been. It really has been. Happy to be here for it, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll try to do my part for the guys, but I don't know. That's rough. Competition tonight.
We got to be all in this together here, Dennis. That's the only way we're going to get through this. We got to make friends with the women. Otherwise, we're going to get destroyed.
So, Mama, Cynthia, and Barbara, what a wall.
Yeah, no kidding. Man.
All right. Well, Stan beat me to the limericks, but I have one too. So I'll share this one with you. It doesn't have a title. So here it goes. There once was a show in Colorado who attracted some poets of bravado. They shared their verse, both good, bad, or worse, from the wise sage to the desperado. End of poem.
Very, very nice. I like that one a lot. I was singing the Desperado. Who's that? Was that the Rock and Roll Cowboy? Who's
that? I'm not going to point any fingers or anything, so you'll have to determine who the Desperado is.
All right. I think there's a few of us around, to be fair. But, you know, it's funny enough that we can, you know, Dennis, you've been with the show for so long, we can make, you know, references back to people who used to call, that maybe a really large amount of the people calling the show and listening to the show now might not remember.
Yeah.
But there's people
that's true.
Yeah. But that we all remember for sure because they were regulars for a while. But,
They come and go.
They come and go.
Hopefully they'll come back.
Yeah. We hope so. Huh? We hope so.
The door is always open. The welcome mat is out.
That's right. That's right. And occasionally we try to clean it off.
Yes,
we try. My mother taught me well. All right. All right. Hey, thank you so much, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Stan always says, on to the next. And I'll also say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless, Dennis. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan. Knocking it down, picking it up, and throwing it back down.
I'm telling you, every time. Hey, Eric, time to call. Every time. It cracks me up. I don't know why.
You know what? I don't know why. I remember the first time I was on a film set, and I heard the assistant director was like, yelled, "All right, lock it down." And I just heard someone's voice in the back, "Locking it down." And they had to wait to do the take until I stopped laughing, because I just kept. I don't know what that's about. Anyway,
that's okay.
All right. So Eric, you have been calling us incessantly for like the last 10 minutes, and now it's your time, and you're not calling. This is what we call cosmic irony. There he is. Beautiful. All right, here we go.
All right.
All right, Eric. Welcome back, my friend. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you. I actually just called back 2 seconds ago. Called in too early.
I know. That's what I was saying. I was like, oh, man, come on now. He's got to call back, because he was just calling. We couldn't pick up. All right. Good. I'm glad you called. We're here.
Yeah. I was about to call back.
All right, man.
And I just checked on my laundry, too. So.
Oh. How's everything going? Is that the jeans drying okay? Or is that, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the jeans are drying. Okay.
All right. And that is not a metaphor.
For work.
Yes.
They're buttoned up. Pearl's
net. Well, you know what, man? In a show full of metaphor, it's awesome that we're actually talking about jeans drying, and it's not a metaphor.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
At least I'm not drying them outside.
Very, very true. Very true.
All right. I got this new book. Or actually, it's not new, but whatever. It's new to me. My mom took me to this charity thrift store. It's called Hope's Closet. And they give all their funding and all their sales to churches, and they also help young delinquent kids get back on their feet, and runaway pregnant women, and basically just anybody that needs help. And I don't know everything they do, but anyways, they have a whole lot of books, and I got this anthology, and it's called Treasure the Moments, and it's their volume 8, and it has a bunch of different poems and poets in it, and I'm going to read this one. It's called Our Grand Old Flag, and it's by Wayman Halford. So, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Our grand old flag, I feel my heart flutter every time I see the stars and stripes when raised before me. Memories return from out of the past where young men died and the flag flew at half-mast. Old glory waved when came the marching band, heads held high by every woman and man. Salutes were presented with great pride. Proud faces were noted on every side. Flag burning didn't happen then. At all, it represented unity and patriotism on call. Love for our country was shown in our lives, and duty called with men having to leave their wives. All glory represented liberty and living free. The Star-Spangled Banner aroused us to unity. It's shameful to see that banner in distress, with moral decline and our attitudes in such a mess. Our people need to unite again, proud of our country and heritage to defend. Threats are trying to erase our freedom today. Let's rebuild America with all glory leading the way. That's in peace.
That's kind of cool. So found in a charity thrift store. It's a cool way to find poetry, man.
And I like the poem a lot. Of course, it's about patriotism and you know, just the symbolism of America. And it was actually published, this volume was published in 1996, so that was quite a while back. But it's cool that it was about the flag. And there's a couple other poems. I haven't read all of them yet. There's a whole lot.
I think it's
but
cool.
That was
yeah.
one that really stuck out to me, so I figured I'd read it. And I don't have any new poems yet that I'm writing, except for the one I read earlier. That was rough, too.
Yeah.
So, I'm working on it.
I'm happy to hear that. Happy to hear that, man. Yeah, the you know, I found my the very first album I think I ever made. I titled after the name of a book I found in a charity bookstore. It was a black book, and I bought it. I don't know where it is now. It's a black book, and the only thing written on the front in orange letters was the title was For Sinners Only. And I was like, well, that's everybody.
Yeah.
Actually, right. You know what I mean? And I thought that was pretty fascinating. But that
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But it's that was I think it's 16 years old. That's what I named the first album I was ever made.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah. That's
cool. That's awesome, man. That's cool.
Anyway, man, it's a great place to go find stuff. And man, I'm happy you called back in, and happy you're able to join us tonight. Anytime you want, you're welcome.
Well, thanks so much for the platform. Thanks for everything you do for us. I appreciate the show too. I know I've been gone for a while. But I'm getting on my feet, and still I got a car. I can't drive it yet. I still got to get it inspected and registered and all that great stuff. So
totally.
But it's mine though.
That's so awesome, man. Yeah, that's great.
I am working too, so that's always a good thing. So,
yep.
Good for you, man.
Just trying to figure out where I'm going with what I want to share with everybody and what I want to share with myself.
Totally. Totally. Yeah.
Thanks so much. You guys have a great night. I'm going to stick around for the rest of the show.
All right.
Sounds
and
good,
it was
man.
Good talking to you. Thanks again. And I'll catch up with you later.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And that was Eric, columnist from Texas. It's great stuff. All right, Emily, it is your time. Your time on the line. Hey, JT, have you heard?
What?
Bird
is the word?
Hello, Emily.
Hello, gang.
We've been expecting you. All right, good. Wonderful. So is it it's nice and balmy? It's changed since we talked to you last, right? Out there?
Well, let me check here.
Right,
it is now negative 20.
All right. Oh. We're going the right direction. Eventually, it will have to be warm.
We're going in the right direction. Yeah, it's getting warm.
Well, eventually, everything's going to get numb so fast that it'll just...
Yeah.
Hypothermia is a mere afterthought.
It's going to be lovely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
Turning up the snark here, guys.
Yeah.
All right. You know, snark keeps you warm. They don't tell you that.
Yes, it does.
All right.
So the consensus in the room is that I should read my Vultures poem.
All right.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Let's do it.
So here we go. Vultures feed on the flesh of the dead, weak and injured. Or maybe they just think their prey are dumb. They do not realize we know the game. One is eyeing me right now, sizing me up, wondering what I ate for dinner and would I satisfy his sweet tooth or would I just qualify as an after-dinner mint? I'll take it. Mint crack. Bring freshness and murder the bile-filled beak. Desserts are savored, consumed slowly with precision. Not for my comfort, but the sweet lust of the predator. They act like cats, teasing me, ignoring me, placing their drinks on my table, forcing interaction with their booze-filled essence. Instead, I look past them at the hotel art on the wall. I play the game, so I get out of here alive. End poem.
Yep.
That's, you know, I met a vulture once, and he felt, well, I mean, we're not talking metaphorical here. I've met plenty of the human versions, but the actual vulture I met, and, you know, it fell right in line with all of the other large birds I've met, which just do not like me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
right.
I keep forgetting big birds don't like you.
Large birds don't like me, and a vulture was no exception in this case, mm-hmm. but I did beat it at tic-tac-toe. There was a tic-tac-toe machine, and it was totally computer-operated, but it made it look like the vulture was playing. And I destroyed that thing.
But not the chicken.
No, the chicken beat me every damn time. Son of a...
oh, my.
The tangled webs we weave, Emily. The tangled webs we weave. That was in South Dakota, though, so I won't hold you responsible. Hey, is there still, in North Dakota, is there still, is the musical still a big thing in North Dakota? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The musical?
Do you know
Medora?
What I'm talking about? Yeah.
Medora. Yeah, it's still huge. I mean, it's still a thing. Definitely that... all summer, it's all about get to Medora.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
Oh, really? I've been there. That's funny.
I haven't been there yet. I've lived here for almost 12 years, and I haven't been to Medora yet.
Well,
it's a long drive from Fargo to Medora.
You know, but fair enough. But then, and you know, also at the same time, you know, JT and I, we both live in Denver, and I don't know about you. I don't think you do, but we don't ski.
I skied when I first got here, and I haven't done it since.
Really? Yeah, yeah. See, and I don't ski. A lot of natives here don't ski.
Yeah.
I don't ski.
Really?
I don't ski on snow or water. I don't like falling.
Well,
so.
Fair enough. I was going to say I don't ski. I'm like, well, you know, it's technically kind of flat where you are, but
cross country, come on.
You know,
I don't do anything where there's a fear of falling.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so
yeah.
Going on a yacht or something, it's like, nope, falling, drowning, not my cup of tea. So, big water, scary.
Big water. Big water is scary.
Big yes. Water, big snow, scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the big... Okay, well, I mean, you live in the wrong place for big snow scary, but okay.
Yeah, but she can really shovel it.
And in my case, in my view of North Dakota is big mosquito scary. And ticks everywhere.
Now.
Ticks everywhere. What the hell is going on with the ticks? Yeah. I worked on a farm out there for a couple summers.
I don't walk in tall grass anymore, ever.
Ah, yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, if we do that here in Colorado, we walk in tall grass, people from California keep popping out. And I wish we had a driver to do a rim shot. Anyway, hey, Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.
I heart you all.
Hey, thank you so much. See Emily. And that was Emily calling from Fargo, North Dakota. They did not hide the body. Okay.
What? Wait.
What? 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 All right. Hey, Mike from Music Around. Give us a call. Give us a call. All right. Oh, JT, you planned that, man.
Yeah, I did.
Good for you.
See, I'm
you're on it, man.
I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
I know you are. I know you're on this. It's starting to be. We were getting slightly more competent all the time. Are you
it's
noticing
amazing,
this?
Especially with the show being going in for, you know, 6 full years but, now. And
okay, let's grab this here real
okay.
quick. Hello, is this Mike?
Hey, yep.
Hey, Mike, you're on the air. This is Mike, who you met yesterday, not at a bar, everybody, at a music store. My God.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, man, I'm glad you were able to call.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, so do you want to, or should we tell her? So I kind of mentioned that we met because we were in the keyboard section there, and I just randomly started talking.
Yeah.
But you're from Michigan, right? And you mentioned you're from Detroit. Is that right?
Yeah, like Metro Detroit.
Metro Detroit. Okay, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great poets from Michigan. Some of them are on the show right now. But
Yeah, I heard them.
Yeah, okay, good. You did. So let's do this. I'm just going to give you the stage, let you read, and then when you're done, just say end poem, and we'll come back on.
Okay, cool.
All right, man. Stage is yours.
All right. Okay. Here it goes. Just finished the spirit, so my stomach getting grumbly. Stumbled to the kitchen. Gotta get some in me. Been putting it off. Got my lungs in a cough. Got my life in a coffin. Unless Alan hits me up to become one of the Martians. But I digress. I checked the fridge. Couple things, some pork and ribs. Not much aside from that. So I decided that since I just had that two nights in a row, though. So just gonna go get something quick. Hop in the whip and split to the bell. Gotta get the number 6 with no Pico. Hit the bowl and we go back to where we sleep. But first we gotta eat, though. No coincidence. I'm where the heat go. You can catch me with the grind, but won't catch me with the free throws. Maybe I'm just speaking of the time before my feet blow. Man, I really need those for hitting the street. So now the only thing that matters is just out of reach. Preaching to the choir, got all the warnings prior, but I desire fire, so I dip them in the fryer with the gristle sizzle, coming with the chisel, laughing at you if you're coming at me with a pistol. But if you do, just make sure that you get it to the fishbowl. Maybe burn some crystals, unless that's just too superficial. Maybe I should grow up. Or maybe I'm ahead of the pack and need to slow down. Chance to blow up, about as faded as my hairline. Metrics go down, consistency is a rare find. There's no new rhymes, so what I say is not mine. I just plagiarize. No time for rage inside, but I'm still caged inside. When everything is blowing up, it's easy to deny. It's easy to comply. It's harder to rely on your own moral compass. Sounds like an encumbrance. Drowning in decisions, racing round like the circumference. And what's the end goal? To end up on the endless scroll of Insta and the totem pole? Forget it. I'ma just do my thing till my sunset hit. All right, thanks. That's it.
Very, very nice, man. I love that. And I heard a lot of the internal flow and the internal rhymes in there, too. That was great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely, dude. Happy you called. Happy you called. I think everyone was enjoying that in the chat room as well. Way to go, man.
Cool, yeah.
Way to go.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, and I'll call again next week.
Sounds good, man. We're looking forward to it. And then hopefully we'll, hopefully I'll be starting to make it out to some more stuff around Denver, too. And, yeah, let us know if you find any place
I'll
great
go
around.
To Mercury on Sunday.
Beautiful, man. That's the place to go. Tell Seth we sent you, okay? All right.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Bye. And that was Mike calling from Colorado, formerly Detroit, Michigan. Kind of ties everything together here, huh?
Yeah, it does.
It made me laugh.
Nice pretty little bow.
when I'm talking to him and he says he's a poet, and I'm like, oh, cool. And he's from Michigan. I'm like, son of a... Really? Of course. We can't even have our own. They still come from... There's so many from Michigan, they're exporting them. All right. Anyway, hey, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really meant a lot to us that to be able to spend Friday nights with all of you. And we look forward to next week when we will officially unveil the poet of the moment. And JT. And then we'll have some more fun stuff coming up. So all of that and exciting new things happening next week on World Poetry Open Mic. But at this moment, from Ursa the Studio Dog, from Novia, the studio cat, from JT and myself, thank you so much. We love you. And until next time, keep on writing. Good night.